Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not the scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was younger, there was an activity that I used to play a lot. It just involved a paddle and a ball. And with that, I would have many hours of just playing with it and then having fun. So with that game, I would play just tapping the ball many times as I can in one sitting without dropping the ball. Or I would use the wall and hit it back and forth like tennis. Or there are times where I try to get the most hours of hitting it back and forth of my paddle. But then, one day, there was a time when my cousin came over, and then I was asked to take care of him and play together. And when I do, I told him, "There are many ways to play this game. Just choose a way you like to play." And then, after a while, I noticed that it just became a competitive type of game because we're trying to beat each other in whatever way we can. And with this, I bring this up because today in our gospel, Jesus' presence and teaching often led a division among the people. It became like a competitive moment, trying to see who's right, who's wrong, instead of just enjoying the game or enjoying Jesus at that moment. And because of their own way of coming in and having their own intentions, there was a lot of questioning and then became an argument and then kept growing into a tension where it caused division amongst the people. But we have to ask that question, then why does Jesus, who is supposed to bring peace to all people, cause such a division amongst the people? For us, it's because the message challenges us that to challenge the status quo, meaning that it challenges our comfortable belief that is ingrained or ingrained prejudices and that is amongst us. And Jesus doesn't have one way of just believe, or there's no just one way of following Jesus. He wants everyone of all people to come. But then once we're amongst ourselves, we're asked to be challenged. Because if we're always following the same rule that we believe in, we tend to have our faith become stale. And so we are challenged and see people from different perspectives so that we're always challenged and given the opportunity to grow in our faith, and allow us to become closer to God, to know who Jesus is. And for us today, we're in a church where there's a lot of people from different perspectives and has their own stories. But then that's common thing amongst all of us is that we're all believing in the same Christ, same Jesus. And we're all given that challenge to go beyond ourselves, to work together with others and fight that division that is happening so that each and one of us can grow and grow closer to God. So today, we're asked to reflect on ourselves in our own lives, see the people who are around us, and look at the people who really challenges us or angers us, and look into ourselves and see, where is God here? And how can I become more Christ-like to help this person, at the same time, help yourself to build this relationship so that that at the end, we're playing the same activity to help us to win, make us all win together. Amen.